Pete Seeger. And most people would find it pretty interesting to hear what goes on in the life of a banjo player who gets put into a kind of a high-tone rock and roll environment. Would you give us a little rundown of some of the interesting aspects of that?
Well, you know, it's your standard sex, drugs, rock and roll situation. How many of you have ever seen VH1 Behind the Music before? No, I'm just kidding, actually. It wasn't like that at all. Well, as a banjo player in a 16-piece acoustic band that's playing in enormous arenas and crazy bullfighting stadiums of Spain, where everybody seems to be an escaped inmate from a mental institution, just going absolutely insane in the audience, you often wonder what the heck you were doing there as a banjo player. And I'd say your best option is to just go with the flow, play simple groovalicious riffs, and bang your head. Headbang, I mean.
How did it go with amplification? Were you actually heard in that large of an ensemble?
Yeah, you know, my amplification in that situation was just a pickup, a Fishman Rare Earth banjo pickup, which by some miracle of sound engineering actually was made to sound a lot like my banjo. Yeah.
Wow. Can you, besides by saying it's a miracle, any details at all without getting too technical? Anything? It's a Fishman Rare Earth banjo.
Yeah, it's a Fishman Rare Earth banjo pickup. It's not too hard to install. You know, they cost like $100, $150, $125. They're quite useful for a lot of reasons. You know, I used to be all acoustically pure, and I would only play through a microphone and never had a pickup. But these days, in my own band, I find the pickup works really well for monitor sound. So when you're on stage playing, what you hear is totally different from what the audience hears, and it's often difficult to hear yourself playing, especially in strange, unfamiliar situations. Sometimes there are like sewage trucks that pull up behind you and they start blaring, and only you can hear it. The people on stage can hear it, the people in the audience can't. But I usually, for what I'm hearing on stage, I usually just sort of take a signal from my pickup rather than from the microphone, which is generally there just to get a more acoustically true sound that the audience would actually enjoy.
And the pickup picks up the banjo sound by, where is it mounted? Is it inside the banjo?
The pickup is mounted inside the banjo, and it has this tiny little strip of like paper thin metal that adheres right underneath the head. So you can't see it because it's on the underside of the head, close to the bridge. And that thing vibrates along with the bridge, and then there's a little magnetic pickup that's inside the banjo that senses that, and it converts it into a surprisingly banjo-like tonality.
And does it need some other gear, like a preamp or an equalizer or something like that?
Many people employ those things. I generally don't. Sometimes I have an amplifier that I use, but you don't have to have a preamp, although there are many, many technical items that you can employ if you wish to further refine and complicate your stage sound. Many of those things are like preamps that sort of boost the signal, make that signal louder, equalization, you know, EQ, which can sort of change the tone of it. In general, I tend to like remove a little bit of the highest highs, the highest very high frequencies, sort of drop those down a little bit, and then maybe boost a little bit of the mid-rangeier frequencies, gives it a less sort of less pingy sound, maybe a little bit more mellow and rich.
Cool, that's very informative. In fact, the super amplification in like a loud or in a rock and roll situation is one of the last frontiers for the banjo. An awful lot of good stuff has been created, but getting a realistic, an attractive, appealing banjo sound loud enough has been a real technical hurdle for many years.
Yeah, getting the banjo to make an appealing sound is even kind of a challenge in person sometimes. So imagine that challenge amplified.